Joseph Smith moved to Afton back in the 1820s. He was hired to help a man look for a lost silver mine and work as a farmhand. Soon, he met his wife, and they eloped at a place called the Mormon House. The building has been demolished. Now it's the site of the town fairgrounds. Back in the 1930s, state officials put up a sign to immortalize the couple's vows at the Mormon House. But it turns out Mormon House is a bit of a misnomer.
Hi, are you Charles Decker?
Yep.
Town historian Charles Decker says it wasn't a Mormon meeting house. It was actually the home of the Justice of the Peace, who happened to marry Joseph Smith and his wife. The Historical Society is paying for a new sign to make that clear and to fix a small typo.
His wife's name was spelled wrong. Her name is Emma, but that was, on the sign it was Emily.
Decker says that wasn't the only town error. A second sign had claimed Smith received golden plates on Decker's farm. Turns out church teaching says Smith found golden plates near Palmyra. Luckily, that sign was broken off by a snowplow in the 1940s. But hopefully, the new corrected sign dedicated to Smith's marriage at the Mormon House will weather the storms. It gets hammered in tomorrow morning. Monica Sandreski, WSKG News.